For WBAI News in New York, I'm Linda Perry. There's been much controversy across New York State about standardized test scores. Teachers felt compelled to teach to the tests, and the emphasis in classrooms has been towards raising test scores. Very often, students endured endless test prep. The controversy grew so heated last year that 60,000 parents statewide had their children opt out of standardized tests. This week, the state released standardized test scores by regions, along with some of the test questions. Lisa Rudley is with the New York State Allies for Public Education. It's a coalition of 50 parent and child advocacy groups. She says the tests were flawed, riddled with vague questions, inappropriate reading passages, and multiple product placements. The state said the test emphasized a shift from memorization for tests to problem-solving and analytical skills. But education advocates don't see it that way. One question in a passage from the English language test was more a measure of attention, memory, and test-taking skills rather than deep understanding of a text. This is according to an education advocate. Nonetheless, in New York City, there was a slight raise in test scores from 2013 to 2014, and Mayor Bill de Blasio will take any good news wherever he can find it.
The percentage of New York City students in grades 3 through 8 who were at or above proficiency level across all our schools in math rose from 29.6% to 34.2% citywide. In English, rose from 26.4% to 28.4% citywide. That's progress across this city.
While critics oppose standardized tests, Mayor de Blasio says standardized tests have a role to play, but they are not the whole picture.
What we're not going to do is overly rely on high-stakes testing. We're not going to grade schools anymore based on a high-stakes test. We're not going to create a high-pressure test prep atmosphere. We actually want to figure out what's going on.
De Blasio said the rise in test scores is a sign of many things to come, foundational changes. Some changes have already been put in place by New York City's chancellor, Carmen Farina. She's a former teacher and former principal.
This summer alone, we had professional development in almost every area. For 900 principals to come on their holidays to come and listen for whole days and listen to other principals talk about how they can improve their administrative practices, to me, is quite amazing. I just finished reading all the reviews of the elementary school principals in particular, and to a person they said, Carmen, we get it. We're going to focus on grade 2. We get it. We're going to do more family engagement. We get it. Content area work is going to be a new emphasis. And I think that's really important.
But what about those failing schools? Farina says, let's not point fingers or say, you're a bad school.
Let's look at what it is that you do and what support do you need. I would say certainly our summer professional development that somebody people attended was based around what do we think principals, let's just talk about principals need. So we came up with a very concrete message. We'd like to see all second graders on reading on grade level by the end of second grade. We'd like to see all seventh graders receiving social, emotional, and academic support this year. We'd like to see all 10th graders on track for being college ready and staying in college. Getting there is not the whole message. So I think we've given principals a very clear guideline of what we expect from them without putting the fear of God in them, saying that if you don't do it, this, this, and this is going to happen.
Meanwhile, for those students who took the test, parents say they shouldn't have to wait until September for test results. They say they should have gotten results when state and city scores were released. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.